Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Pratt on short notice, very busy right now during this election, the only national, real, pro-Second Amendment organization. I mean, Jews of Preservation Firearms is great. It's just not in D.C. It's in Wisconsin. It's not as big and as powerful, but we love them as well. You know, but it basically orbits what Gun Owners is doing. They've given Ron Paul an A+. The sniveling NRA has given a sniveling Democrat a wet-behind-the-ears little pup who's for the tracker chips and all the animals. He's from Big Agra. He poses with a shotgun on his website. He's an anti-gunner from all the evidence we've got. The NRA's given Ron Paul a B, given him an A, and is endorsing him, and they're using it against him all over the state. I just learned this. Supposedly everybody knew it but me. We had some folks at a meeting last night who were from Paul's district, and they say that Sniveler is running around, and I called Ron Paul's office, and he confirmed, I don't want to say his name, what is this, Scammer? Oh, I'm sorry, it's something else. But we're going to have Larry Pratt coming up in the next segment. Right now, Urien in the Netherlands was talking about Queen Beatrix and how evil she is and how her daddy was the big Nazi, founded the Bilderberg Group. We videotaped her at the Bilderberg meeting earlier this year. They're openly calling for world gun control, world government, world taxes. We got about a minute or 2 minutes left. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, sir.
All right, thanks a lot. Well, the book we are writing is actually about the rise of this family in the Netherlands and as they set up these multinational corporations throughout the last couple of centuries, actually. And in the 17th century, they usually invested in and profited from the slave trade, actually, which was a huge whitewash operation. I mean, selling slaves for products and vice versa.
Oh, yeah, the Dutch East India Company was, again, rivaled the British East India.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And we set up these big corporations, these big seafaring corporations, which were not governmental. They were corporations, actually, back then. And you were
and
talking about
this. And her wealth is a state secret.
That's it. It's an official Dutch state secret. And I mean, it's not surprising how we know that they also provided these coffin ships you talked about yesterday, which transported and traded people for profits. And I'm talking huge profits here. And up to this day, they're into these big money-making whitewash operations. I mean, till this day.
Well, when your book comes out, I want to see it. Yeah, some say that the Dutch royal family married it in, of course, to the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha British family that's really German. It may be more wealthy than the British arm.
Probably, because according to the Forbes website, and they put out a report in which they list famous people and how much they make. And Beatrix actually owns, and this is what we know about, $4.7 billion. Private owned.
Well, the Queen owns huge cruise ship lines, huge tanker lines.
Yep.
She owns a large portion of Dutch Royal Shell.
Dutch Royal Shell, right.
Just everything. I mean, it's just, forget billions. These people are just.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I mean, we got to bring the Bilderberg criminals down, you know, one by one, because their members are from everywhere. And, you know, like me and everybody who knows anything about these guys should use their research. And we must deconstruct what these guys have constructed. And we can take them down, one by one. And we got to do it with surgical precision, I'm sorry.
And there's all this propaganda over there in the Netherlands about how she rides her bike and she's nice. And
oh, she's so nice, yeah. Oh, man, it's incredible. The Dutch media being completely dumbed down and an obedient servant, a lackey, so to speak, simply keeps its mouth shut when it comes to the royal family. I mean, the family wealth is an official Dutch state secret, as you know, but their lives of crime are part of the public record, I mean, and we got to bring them down.
Well, they're trying to bring, they have brought down European sovereignty, though you're fighting back. They are behind the North American Union. I mean, that's admitted.
Yeah.
And these are the people killing our countries, and they're parasites.
Man, I got a lot of trouble with that. So I'm writing this book, and I do it, you know, with research, good research. It's all got to be facts. It's all facts. I mean.
Well, you better be careful with these type of criminals out there. Thanks for coming on. And
sure.
Call back again, my friend.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much.
You bet. When your book comes out, send me a copy. We'll probably have you on as a guest.
Yeah, I'll translate it for you, and I'll have it out to you. You know, it's great.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, it's just this Nazi thing just keeps coming up, and the Dutch royal family were top Nazis. They are Nazis, and they are some of the richest people in the world. Their public wealth, you know, puts them in the top 20. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
No matter where you live, whether it's the Netherlands or California or Canada, Japan, this affects you. This is an illustration. This is an example of how our political system is manipulated. You have Congressman Ron Paul with the strongest pro-gun voting record in congressional history. Gun Owners of America rates him A+ continually. JPFO rates him A+. The John Birch Society rates him A+. He is a congressman from here in Texas. He was in the 70s and they ran him out. He's gotten back in now for, what, four terms? He's got legislation to abolish the Federal Reserve, to get us out of Iraq, to abolish all gun laws. He's an absolute treasure. They're running this little sniveling anti-gun Democrat. And by the way, Ron Paul's office is sending us records of that. I just talked to Larry Pratt. We're about to go to him. This sniveler that Ron Paul's running against, and Ron Paul's in danger of being beat by the way, right now, because of the lies, would not fill out the questionnaire for Gun Owners of America, a sure sign. He's a Democrat to begin with. And the Republicans always are going against Ron Paul. The NRA's been sniping at him for years because they're establishment. And the NRA has given Ron Paul a B and given the person he's running against, I don't even want to mention his name, a and endorsed him. And that's being used. He's using it all over the district. They've rewritten Paul's district. And again, he had a chance to win, but people are hearing, hey, he's an anti-gun Republican. And they take some of his other quotes about Bush out of context. It's really bad. And we're going to write an article about this in the next few hours. We're coalescing, getting all the data together. We need to get that report off Infowars.com, off PrisonPlanet.com, and get it out to everybody. Joining us is Larry Pratt to help us kind of go through this gauntlet of disinformation. Larry Pratt, Gunners of America, thank you so much for coming on with us. First, tell us who Ron Paul is. Tell me that story you were telling me during the break about what happened with the D.C. gun ban, that Ron Paul was the lone person fighting. The NRA didn't like that. And then walk us through what we're facing today.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for spotlighting what is going on down there. I myself am just learning about this, and I'm absolutely shocked. Back in 1976, Ron Paul had gotten elected to his first set of terms in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, and D.C. government had put in this gun ban, which, of course, has been a great success. It's driven them up to the top of the charts for murder rate of all jurisdictions in the country. And he wanted to use the then one House veto as a way of overturning it. Congress has the constitutional authority for whatever happens in the District of Columbia. They've delegated to the city council that they can and must, if they think that that's what's constitutional, do something to countermand what the D.C. government has done. And so that's what Paul was going to do in 76. And Gun Owners of America had just been organized, so we really didn't have the clout then that we do now. And in talking to the NRA to try to get them to get behind what Paul was doing, the head of their political operation, the newly formed Institute for Legislative Action, said, we're not going to waste any of our political capital on Ron Paul. And so we'll just take care of it in the courts.
Well, and so they've always been after him. And going back 2 years ago, what really hurt the NRA and finally got some new management we thought was better, we hoped, I had you on then, we read their closing arguments in a D.C. case that would have overturned the gun ban. They actually argued that all guns should be registered. And little does the public know, in 69, it was the NRA that helped spearhead the Gun Control Act. So I know you don't like to attack them because it doesn't sound good for another gun group to do this, but you got to call a spade a spade. These guys are really Trojan horses. Not all of their board members, and their members are great people, but, I mean, it's time to leave the NRA. It's time to join gun owners.
Well, I think it's clear that the NRA has decided to oppose Paul because he opposed the trigger lock amendment that was put on a lawsuit bill. And the trigger lock language says that dealers must sell a trigger lock to anybody buying a new or any gun from them.
And the next step is the California-style law where it has to always be on it in your house, and then they do SWAT team raids to check.
Or, and or, these are not mutually exclusive hypotheses, the next step might be lawsuits saying that, well, we sold it to you. You mean you didn't use it? Well, you're irresponsible. You're liable for what that criminal did, not you. You know, not the criminal.
And there have been lawsuits like that.
Oh, yes,
launched
indeed.
By Pataki and other creatures.
In fact, since the passage of the lawsuit bill, we were concerned that there was language in there that pretty much was going to let existing lawsuits continue. That was deemed necessary to get the lowest common denominator of the Democrats to go along with it. Well, it turns out now there are three lawsuits in three different states that have been given the go-ahead by courts to continue against manufacturers.
Yeah, and so by the way, Ron Paul was right on that, and it was the NRA that put that poison pill in the legislation.
He was absolutely right, and frankly, this could still come up after the elections in a lame duck session, which they are going to have. The Carolyn McCarthy wanted to add $1 billion to the U.S. budget in order for states to shovel in more names of more people that would not be allowed to own a gun.
And to pay for more, quote, education programs, billboards showing a picture of a revolver saying report illegal guns, then idiots called the police on their neighbor thinking guns were illegal. I had a carpet cleaner at my house like 6 years ago who wanted to call the police on me because of a shotgun in a case. I mean, it's just total brainwashing.
Well, this was a bill that they were backing, and they actually told some of the media that they were backing it, and it was by the grace of God that our members were able to make enough noise. They got on their emails that we sent them and the postcards that we sent them for certain committee members during the recess, and it made enough noise, and they had so little time before the elections that they decided not to, at least at that time, try to put it forth. But I'm a little concerned about what could happen after the election, and I hope folks will go to gunowners.org, and there's a free email service they can sign up for and become a member of that alert team, alert list. And if they'll just sign up for that, it's free, and they'll find out about this and other things that might be happening even after the elections.
Now, let's be clear, though. He's running against the sniveling creature, Sklar, who is a Democrat, who is not pro-gun. He wouldn't fill out your questionnaire, would he?
No, he would not. And we sent it to everybody. We get the addresses that these candidates file with the Secretary of State of their states. So we knew that we were sending it to a correct address. Otherwise, the guy wouldn't even get on the ballot, and because they don't get their return receipt acknowledgement if they don't have a valid address.
Also works for the big animal ID crowd, which is wildly unpopular and unconstitutional and destroy small farm and ranch agriculture. And they're saying right now he may beat Ron Paul, who's, I mean, this is insane. And he's actually, I have it from Ron Paul's office. What I was told by people last night is true. He is actively campaigning that Ron Paul is anti-gun. Is that true?
That is an absolute lie. That is the farthest from the truth that it could possibly be. The A-plus that we gave him was something he earned. He voted right on every single vote, and that means he got an A. And he got the plus because he has put in not just one or two or three, but many pro-gun bills, and he's managed to get votes on some of them, including getting us out of the
UN. He's been fighting like the devil to defeat any gun bill and to overturn gun legislation, gun control, and then now the NRA gives him a B. Now, this is disgusting.
One of the few members of Congress who not only believes, I think many believe that gun laws should be overturned, but he's actually been the one willing to put out the legislation and to force votes on it when a lot of the leadership, oh, come on, Paul, there you go again. And he does it anyway because he didn't get elected to be popular with the leadership in the Congress. He got elected to represent his districts and to be faithful to his oath of office.
We've got a call into the NRA right now, but from their website, it appears that Shane Scaler is listed in their political victory fund. They may even be funding him.
No, that's just beyond the pale. I wish I had Ron Paul's web address, but anybody that can go on the web, just, you know, do a search, find out Ron Paul for Congress, and make a donation. Go right there. I'm sure he's got an electronic donation capability. And if you don't want to do that, I'm sure they'll take a credit card over the phone. Whatever. This is the time to do it. Let's get behind this man. He's been behind us and in front for so many years.
But it shows they can't win by telling the truth.
Isn't that amazing?
I just can't believe the NRA did this. Is there any way to get them to change the rating?
Well, you can try, but I think you're doing the best that can be done, and that's just to make sure that people know that Ron Paul doesn't deserve that rating. He deserves the rating that Gun Owners of America gave him. You can find that rating on our website. This is the guy who's the real deal. By the way, on our website, not only can you find the ratings of each and every of the candidates, major and minor parties as well, but you'll find the votes that we selected behind that, so you can tell what we were thinking about when we did our rating.
Something the NRA doesn't even do. And they're doing this in other races, too. You can't believe anything they say. It's very sad. And this is just disgusting. Everybody needs to call Ron Paul's office and ask how you can help in his South Texas district get out the vote for Ron Paul. Larry Pratt, give out that website again.
It's gunowners.org, and we would encourage people very strongly to sign up for those email alerts. They at most get one or two a week when there's legislation. It's not a newsletter. That's what our paying customers get. It's an actual alert system for action for those who want to try to influence what's going on here in Washington.
How's it going with all the Republican governors going after the guns?
Well, the one I just can't imagine what's going on. And of course, Bloomberg up there leading the pack of the mayors. I saw a debate the other night on one of the television shows, and a guy that used to work at what was then Handgun Control Incorporated was saying, "Oh, that it had been gotten easier to get a gun in New York City." Well,
now Bloomberg wants to get laws and deals passed where he's gun grabbing in states around him.
Yes. Well, not only that, he's bragging that, we're going to make it harder to get a concealed carry permit in New York City. Yeah, it was too easy.
Yeah, you basically got to pay an official off $20,000. I appreciate you joining us, Larry Pratt. God bless you, and please help us fight
Thank
for Ron Paul. And take care.
I will be doing that. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks for the time. All right. We'll be right back into the election. More of your calls and tons of news on the war. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Okay, I'm going to move quick, so have your questions and comments ready. Fred, Dan, Adam, Tim, Nancy, others. Tim in Nebraska on the Second Amendment topic and the disinformation pumped out by the NRA gun control group. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just... the NRA and had them revoke my life membership. I got a number here for their Institute for Legislative Action if people want to call them and complain.
What did they say when you revoked your lifetime membership?
Well, first I talked to someone that was part of the ILA, and I first asked him why they did what they did. And he said, well, just a minute. And he said, I'm going to have to pull something up and see. And I hung on there for a long time. And then he comes back and he says, well, I'm going to have to wait till somebody else gets in because I can't get that right now. And so then I just unloaded on him and told him I wanted to revoke my life membership. And so he sent me off to, switched me over to somebody else. And then they took me off, and that was all that was said about it.
I can't believe they'd try something that bold.
Yeah.
Does it make you mad?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I've known that they've compromised before, and it's always irritated me, but when they do something like this to Ron Paul, that was just the last straw.
Well, it's blatant. It shows. And by the way, we've been looking into Sklar. He's got all these ethics violations pending. He's a big lobbyist for Big Agra. I mean, it's just he's so horrible. Thank you for the call.
Wait, would you like me to give out that number to call the NRA?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
It's 800-392-8683.
What's that number again?
800-392-8683.
Thank you for doing that. Let's talk to Nancy in Texas on the same subject. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
I just got to call the NRA, too. And what they told me it was about, I got them to answer me, was it had to do with the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, and it was H.R. 800. It had to do something about whether arms manufacturers could be held liable for any action that an owner had with a gun. And so that's what they said it was about.
Well, the thing is, they're pro-gun locks, so he's bad because he's against that. And then I know the NRA was actually supporting that Arms Act. I mean, the point is, Ron Paul's pro-gun. You just heard Gun Owners of America. They've done a complete analysis of him.
I've been pro-Ron Paul all my life. I mean, I still am. So I'm just reporting what they said. And I haven't looked into it any further, and I'm sure there's a darn good reason why he voted the way he voted. That's just not... Yeah.
Well, look at this. I have Sklar's own website now in a press release. Sklar is the only candidate in Texas 14 to receive an NRA's A rating. Paul gets only a B. Incumbent Ron Paul's B rating indicates past votes for restrictive legislation. So, see, this is, and again, this isn't just about Texas. It's a national show. The reason we're talking about this is it illustrates what the NRA really is, and I'm just sick of it. What did you tell the NRA?
Well, I told him I thought it was despicable because that his opponent that they seemed to be endorsing was not pro-gun, and Ron Paul had a long history of being pro-gun.
But again, so, in 76, when he first got in Congress and he went back later, they were for what happened in D.C. and didn't support him. So he was the lone wolf fighting it then, and just the NRA is a group of Trojan horse, wolf in sheep's clothing creatures. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you doing that. Fred and Philly, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Fred.
You know, I really love your show, but I mean, I just would wish that you could stick on the issue of the fraudulent election. I think that there's going to be an election stolen from the people. And
well, we know that. They stole it in 2000, 2002, 2004.
You're the only person who I know you have done most of the research with Beth Harris. Vicky Collier, the Collier brothers.
Yeah,
all these
I mean, I was
people.
Talking about this 12 years ago. I know. I mean,
right.
Well,
I have a slight criticism of Bev Harris, and that she just is not. Is she a perfectionist? Does she want to wait until everything can be verified in court before she comes forward?
Well, it's been verified. We've had engineers go public that work there, felons that work there.
She's going to have an HBO show on the way to steal an election. I don't know that much about what the show, you know, when it's going to air, but I just want
to... Yeah, I know. She's been unavailable lately to come on because they've just been filming it.
Okay, good. Well, Lynn Landes, that's a Philadelphia-based journalist who is one of the few people who knows about VNS and NEP. There's very few people who know about the other end of the pipeline, Alex, and that is...
Yeah, let's talk about Voter News Service when we get back. Hey, you got the floor, brother. Stay there, Fred, and we'll go to Dan and Adam and many others that are patiently holding. Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net are the websites. Spread the word. Keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got a load of phone lines. If you want to get involved, somebody hangs up, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's always important for me to remember to give the phone number out. I've done shows where I haven't given it out once. We've had loaded phones the whole time. It's craziness. We'll go back to your calls here in just a moment. I do hope that you'll go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. There's a big article up right now that's been 2 days in the writing by Paul Watson and yours truly. Armed men terrorize school. Michigan raid part of unfolding agenda to mold schools into prisons and students into obedient slaves. It is a detailed, lengthy treatise that Paul really did most of the work putting together. It needs to be read about how all over the school they're ravaging elementary, middle school, mainly, sometimes high school. They run unannounced, screaming, pointing guns at their heads. The children soil themselves, attack dogs, bite them, rip apart their clothing. There's video of all this, by the way. We're not joking around about this. And this is part of a trauma-based mind control program. This article needs to be seen, just like the report we're going to be putting out in the next few hours on JonesReport.com. I think that's the first place you'll see it. It'll be JonesReport.com. I say that because I know the webmasters will be in at JonesReport.com at 6 o'clock or however long it takes for Kevin to write this article. He's got so much data now from Ron Paul, Larry Pratt, and all these other people. And all the dirt, all the stuff we've dug up on his person he's running against. Oh, my gosh. Pro-war, neocon, big lobbyist for the Real ID Act, the Animal ID Act. Just anything. I mean, it's and the stuff, the lies he tells about Ron Paul. I've got his website. Ron Paul's a gun grabber. Ron Paul's against security. Ron Paul supports Mark Foley. Then you read, Ron Paul doesn't support Mark Foley, the pervert. Ron Paul was against stuff that would make you sign in with an ID to get on the web. He was against shutting down web freedom. But by the time this guy, this lobbyist, who's thrown every dirty trick in the book at Paul, plus... Again, Tom DeLay, the criminal, has rewritten the district against Paul. The Republican Party's been against him since the 70s when he was anti-gun. You heard Larry Pratt say that. Did you know the NRA got the 60, was it 68 or 69, I forget, Gun Control Act through? We forget this. They're Judas goats, folks. And you don't know what a Judas goat is. That's a trained goat that leads the other goats into the slaughter pen. He's the leader, the billy goat. You don't kill him. He just goes out the back each time. So I want to get into this article Paul Watson put together, well, with a little bit of my tutelage, I guess. But I also want to go to your calls. Let's go back to Fred in Philly. Voter news services, it's not just the local stealing. In the past, the locals would collect the data and send it up to the feds, who would then, at this quasi-private public group with armed men with machine guns in New York, I guess off of 34th Street, they would tell you then who had won.
Well, they're in Somerville, New Jersey for the 2004.
That's right, they moved them.
And they were part of that corporate, there was a giant, there's a picture on their own website, Media Consultants Incorporated or some kind of.
Yeah, they just changed the name again. But,
right.
But the way to understand this is, America, do you know where the numbers come from that Dan Rather and Peter Jennings, now dead, and Fox News announce it? And the answer is no. Well, it's, when did this new system start? Before the states would announce their numbers, it would then be tabulated, you'd learn the next day. Now, a private group, very shadowy, very secretive, made up of, quote, media heads and government funding, meet at generally secret locations. Now they've been forced to make it public. And then they tell you who wins. Then later it never matches with the state and counties, but they don't care. By then it's forgotten because it's the media involved in it. Just like the media goes to CFR and Bilderberg group meetings.
Exactly. And even if there is a contradiction between any communication between any other system between the precincts and the secretaries of state, that is not considered official. They have taken over what is deemed as official, and that's wrong, because we have to decide by people who are citizen overseers. What is that called when you're at the polling
poll place? Watchers.
Yeah, I was a poll watcher.
And of course, people don't know when this started. It was set up 1 month after Kennedy got his head blown off for the 1964 election, 1963 election during that campaign, and that's when the CIA, the shadow government, took over.
Yeah.
You know, they got secrecy in 49 with the National, 47 with the National Security, my numbers are off today, 47 with the National Securities Act, the shadow government formed, then it took over in 63, and then they just started announcing who'd really won when it wasn't even real.
Yeah, and you know, I have to commend you. You have stuck to your guns. I can finally spent a lot of years looking into this exhaustively and looking into the patents that are either bad or good depending on how you feel about accountability. And I believe it's just a small number of people that know both ends of it. You have some mathematicians that know that a certain election would have to have been stolen because of the crazy results, the crazy anomalies.
Yeah, every poll.
You know about both ends of it, and very few people know about both ends of this system, and that's what has to be emphasized. It's not just a matter of the machines, and not just a matter of begging these or making these companies.
Well, this is what it comes down to.
We
have scores of elections going back to 63 where it comes out that in 5, 10, 15 more or more states, the person didn't win who you heard won,
But it doesn't matter because they just go, oh, no, ENSNS, you know, we're not having a problem, or Voter News Services, we're not having a problem. I mean, it's just, again, it's hard to steal an election nationally. So you've got to fix it at the top and fix it at the bottom, and then you've got to fix it where Kerry takes a dive or Al Gore takes a dive, you see. You can't just steal an election locally. You've got to steal it federally. Then you've got to have the person who had it stolen from them. Well, they were a setup the whole time to begin with.
And I have talked to two statisticians that came out among a whole group of them that signed a letter declaiming the stealing of the last presidential
election. Yeah, in 2004, the Republicans should have lost Ohio, according to all polls, between 10 and 12 points. It was totally scientific. You know, in the past, it was always the rule. And then you've got all of these...
I have this idea. Look, there is some way to counter this on an operational basis. Not talking about the ultimate solution, but there has to be an easy, automated way that's trustworthy for everyone who votes to have an independent tally. When you go vote, also go to a particular...
Let me stop you. The last three elections...
talk to the VNS exit poll people. Talk to them because... They can fake that, and then they can use that as evidence
Let me stop you. You're not going to talk to them. No one's ever seen them. I mean, they don't exist. They're not exit polling. That's a whole other facet to this.
I'd love to hear more about it.
Well, I mean, I talked to the Collier brothers before they both died. I talked to their daughter. I've talked to the experts that have witnessed it. No one's ever seen them. They just make it up. Now, you have
like
media. You have
like
media.
This is like this SCL story. You are really right on with that. I have really come around. I mean, I really endorse your verdict on that SCL story, Strategic Communication Laboratories. The big media doesn't even care if they're going to be wiped out by this process of strategic communication. They don't care because they're part of that. And so you're right. Do you remember that story, the strategic communication? Okay. This is like that issue, and I think that the people who know most about it have to actually meet and get our argument home.
Well, look, and I appreciate your call.
Yeah.
All the polls, all the data, the exit polls conducted by independent media and even mainstream local media that's not part of the conspiracy, part of the criminal program, show that Hagel loses by 15 points, but he wins by 10. Now, folks, number one, a poll, scientific, all the polls showing 10 to 15% points he's going to lose by. Number one, you know it's stolen if he'd have won by 1 point. When he's winning by more than 10, that is almost a 30-point difference. You understand that it's not just that all the polls showed that Hagel was going to lose, and again, he owns the voting machine company that people vote on him for, 80-plus percent in the state of Nebraska. And he's just one really good example. You've got Congressman Michael McCaul, very unpopular, was going to lose. His district is Hayes, Travis, and Williamson County, right here where I live. And he's Janet Reno's favorite lawyer, pro-China traitor, involved in every evil you can imagine. He marries Lowry Mays' daughter, the owner of Clear Channel. Lowry Mays is also his biggest political contributor. Privately, then Clear Channel is his second biggest political contributor. And he's going to lose by over 10 points in all the polls, and then he magically wins by a huge margin. The polls aren't off 20 points. You go, but you just said 10. It was really more than 10. Some were like 9, some were 15. Point is, it was over 10 points. But then he won by over 10 points. So that's 20 points. These polls aren't 20 points off. You see, in the past, they were always right. Now they're wrong in these key contested districts with the neocon candidates. Just like Mexico. The ballots were coming in 60, 70%, in some areas 90-plus percent, for the anti-establishment leftist candidate. Whether you love them or hate them, the point is that that's what the people wanted down there. They wanted change. Well, the little neocon fascist... suddenly he's losing all night, and then at 2 a.m., boxes come in 99.999. I mean, there were ballot boxes where there'd be nothing but. This was in the BBC, it was in the Mexican papers, it was in the Latin American papers. I mean, you'd have ballot boxes from areas where the polls showed everyone was basically voting for the anti-establishment guy. It didn't matter. Oh, no, we have thousands of ballots, and they all say this guy's going to win.
So they started burning down Mexico City and Oaxaca. 3 months into this, they're running around foaming at the mouth down there, and they should be. And they're down there gunning down reporters and gunning down women and children and running over people with tanks. You got Tiananmen Square going on down there. And you know what? That's why they're setting up a police state, because they know it's going to get to that point here. I mean, you think it's bad. Listen, in the past, if 97% of, I keep saying this, listen, 97% are against the toll roads, and that's in a Houston Chronicle poll. There's another poll showing even higher. But that's down in neocon, brain-dead Houston, where they'll do whatever Rick Perry says. I mean, Rick Perry could give them dog poo and tell them it's a chocolate bar, and they'd eat it in Houston. Sorry to be gross, but that's what we're talking about here. I mean, they're that brain-dead. 97% in the scientific Houston Chronicle poll they did last year. That's with the public not knowing any of the details. I mean, then they now they found out. I mean, I remember the Chronicle locally, run by that beatnik, Lewis Black, wrote a story a few months ago saying it's a conspiracy. Centra isn't foreign-owned. It's all over the news. It's Spanish-owned. That's the kind of lies we deal with. Ron Paul's anti-gun. Alex is America and Al-Qaeda. Alex is a liar and says the toll roads are foreign-owned. I mean, that's like saying, I'm a liar, George Bush isn't white. I mean, it's the level of lying by these people. And so you've got 90% of Americans in major Gallup poll, it used to be 87% of the illegal aliens demonstrated, and it backfired, are against open borders. What do the Republicans and Democrats do? They give you open borders and then say they've got border security. And they try to give you an amnesty plan and say it is an amnesty when it's the biggest amnesty ever. Why is 97% against the toll roads, but they're just doing it? 90% against open borders, they just do it. 70%+ against the war, they just do it and widen it and put more troops in. That proves it right there. In the past, they were scared of your vote. In the past, they knew you could throw them out. Not anymore, brother. And they got attack dog police with the huge armored compounds just full of those Darth Vader outfits and the mask and the armor and the black helmets and the machine guns and the rubber bullets and the microwave guns, big old armored vehicles with huge microwave guns and sound cannons like something out of Blade Runner. I mean, they're ready, folks. And all they want to do is beat your head in and machine gun you in the streets. Most of them are wimps who were never strong, were never real men, and they just want to go out and stomp on women and children. You saw what happened in Seattle. They go, we're sorry, we banned free speech. Beating and stomping women. They brainwashed them. They kicked the good ones out, by and large. Even a good cop who won't give you a ticket or help an old lady change her tire, and I know a lot of you are good, you get in a mob psychology, go read your own criminology, you get in that gang psychology, read your own gang handbook, when you're out there in that line in those black uniforms, they teach you to beat your batons on your knee, on the pad, or on your chest pad, and try to scare us, shame on you. Shame on you. You fools. It's like you're burning down your own house, you idiots. And then they don't punish the police when they do wrong, so then the public hates them. It's just so sick. You don't keep your own house clean because you work for criminals. Armed men terrorize school. Michigan raid part of unfolding agenda to mold schools into prisons and students into obedient slaves by Paul Watson. A recent incident in which armed riot police, well, I've changed that, Paul. It's actually anti-terror police. Raided a Michigan junior high school as part of a drill that the children were not aware of was about to take place, raises the bar in the pursuit of an agenda to totally transform public schools into prison camps set up to breed continuous generations of obedient slaves. And that's true. They're training them to be slaves. It's like training the dog to be submissive. A school safety drill that included police officers in riot gear with weapons has caused concern among some parents who say it was too realistic and frightened some students. Students who were unaware police were conducting the drill were taken from classrooms into the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper said. They screamed at them. Some of the kids were so scared they just about wet their pants. We've talked to parents. They wet their pants. Said Marge Bradshaw, a parent whose four children in Godfrey Lee schools. I think it's pure wrong that the students and the parents were not informed of this. The students were not told that the drill was about to take place, and the teachers were given just moments' notice. But then the principal and the police contradict themselves and say, no warning was given. The following, as an incident in early October, where another Michigan school was locked down for hours after a teenager was seen in the woods wearing a Halloween mask. The raid is similar to past examples such as Goose Creek, South Carolina, video below, which armed police raided a high school with weapons drawn, supposedly in search of drugs. Shouting officers, no drugs were found, by the way, aiming guns at students' heads as they were ordered face up against the wall, then in Guantanamo-style squats as they were handcuffed and canine dogs sniffed their backsides. Paul, the video shows them, at least the video I saw, office school security showed the dogs grabbing their bags and ripping them open with hatred. Imagine. No drugs were found at the Goose Creek Police Department. Again, no drugs were found as the Goose Creek Police Department, the city, as well as the Berkeley County School District, had to pay $1.6 million for violating the rights of nearly 150 students caught in the raid. The three had to sign a contract decree barring similar activities in the future, but it included a waiver where probable cause or voluntary consent could be cited to conduct further raids. And the article goes on, and again, armed men terrorized school. The article goes on for three more pages. I'm going to come back and take some final calls. It details how they're doing it everywhere, how people are being conditioned. It's amazing. It's amazing. Putting guns to their heads. By the way, our witnesses said they put guns to their heads. That needs to be in the article. We'll be right back.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm has been in the top 100 last night of Amazon.com. Help drive it back into that range today. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We have big fat links directly to the subpage of Amazon.com. It's only $11.
Forget America, freedom to fascism, and with it, get TerrorStorm at InfoWars.com for $9.95. You cannot get it at Amazon.com. It is only available at InfoWars.com. Right now, InfoWars.com by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139. I got to move really quick now. Dan, you're on the air from Missouri. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, I went. I'm actually vacationing up in Chicago, and I went to the Virgin Megastore on Michigan Avenue and was able to pick up three copies of TerrorStorm.
Yeah, it was delivered to all the stores. Barnes & Noble has over 2,000. Hastings has over 500. They are holding them and not saying they have them. We have them red-handed now 2 days into this. It is outrageous, but Virgin is carrying it good.
Really? That's hilarious. There was another thing I wanted to... the other day, I was actually listening to you guys online, and I heard you play a Johnny Cash cover of Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got a new album that came out, and there's a song
called... I love that. John the Revelator.
Exactly.
Elevator, send him up
to the highest high.
Yeah.
Yeah, take him up to the top where the mountains stop and let him tell his book of lies. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know about that. There's actually a Google video.
I love that music video. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, Depeche is like my passion. I love them to death, and I think they've got some really great writing. But the other thing I wanted to let you know is I'm probably the first caller that's ever called into your show, but I just wanted to let you know I actually work for Viacom. And just it's really interesting. You know, I've worked for this company for a few years, and just knowing what their programming actually is, it's really kind of sick, to be quite honest.
Well, Nickelodeon is there trying to sexualize the kids when they're 10. Sumner Redstone is a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah, well, actually, Sumner Redstone is an alias. You know what his real name is?
I forget, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like Murray Rothstein or something like
that. No, but, it's longer than that. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, actually, I had a coworker that told me about it, but... yeah, unfortunately, I missed you when I missed the symposium. But when I was looking at it on the video, it was incredible. I hope to God that you guys have some more stuff like that in the future.
Well, you know, those extras are on the DVD, and thank you for the support. Did you buy all three copies, or were there more copies?
Well, actually, no. I bought three copies. There was three copies left on the shelf, and actually, my wife and I, when we go out today, I'm going to stop by there today and see if there's any more on the shelf.
You are the man. Thank you for this. And call me someday earlier in the show. I'm sorry you've been holding for 30 minutes. Call me earlier in the show so you can tell us about the inside workings of Viacom.
Hey, I'm on vacation. What can I tell you?
Hey, you're awesome. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Adam in Colorado. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I live in Denver. And we just had a 9/11 scholars for truth.
I can barely hear you, so try to put the phone up to your mouth.
Can you hear me better now?
Not really, but whatever. Go ahead.
I can turn up the volume. I live in Denver, and we just had a 9/11 scholars for truth meeting here in Denver and in Boulder. I went there. I met Stephen Jones. I handed out DVDs, TerrorStorm, Chains, and... 9/11 info cards, and I just wanted to encourage everybody to go out there and to hand out 9/11 info cards and DVDs. It really feels good. Everybody's really responsive.
Take action.
People are really responsive. They'll read it. They'll start asking you questions. Very few people are rude. I really want to encourage people to do it. It feels good. I really believe it's the right thing to do.
Good. Good to hear from you. I'm sorry to Ron and Crispin and others. Call me back tomorrow. We'll get to your calls tomorrow. More great info, more powerful info in the fight for civilization here against the New World Order. I love you all. I thank you for all your support, the affiliates, the listeners, the sponsors, the great folks running the broadcast up at Genesis. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Please send TerrorStorm to #1 at Amazon.com. God bless.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.